Washington Post op-ed, ending Roe v. Wade about protecting whiteness. By Paul Bois on May 18, 2022. A Washington Post op-ed from Brian Boom claims the Supreme Court and the pro-life movement as a whole want to eliminate abortion to protect whiteness. Reflecting on the horrible supermarket shooting in Buffalo, where professed white supremacists allegedly murdered 10 people and wounded 3 others, 11 of the victims were black, Boom repeated the Democrat Party talking points that Fox News host Tucker Carlson was to blame for allegedly spreading the white replacement theory. According to Boom, belief in this conspiracy theory has fueled the pro-life movement to protect white babies, even though the data shows black babies are being aborted at a disproportionate rate. The same sort of thinking about race and birth rates now dominates the conservative Supreme Court, wrote Boom. The leaked draft opinion isn't about protecting babies. It is about protecting whiteness. Specifically, white babies. Arguing Republicans would provide more help for babies after they're born with free child care, health care, better funding for schools, and the like, Boom asserted pro-lifers care for only certain babies. The Supreme Court draft decision is about protecting what conservatives believe is a diminishing demographic and their most valuable resource, white people, he wrote. Some will accuse me here of indulging in conspiracy theories, or of believing the worst in people. But, as a black American living in a racist society, I don't find it difficult to believe in the worst in people, he continued. One tries not to. But we see evidence of it every day in our lived experience. After going on about how conservatives care so much about whiteness, Boom ultimately concluded, conservatives couldn't care less about whether or not mothers of color terminate pregnancies. Amid Boom's screed against white people and their supposed wickedness, he did not say if he cared about mothers of color terminating their pregnancies. The real agenda here is to boost white birth rates, because among the biggest fears of conservatives is the fear of being outnumbered, exclaimed Boom. Again, Boom did not say if he cared about a 2015 statistic showing more black babies were aborted in New York City than were allowed born. He seemed only concerned with arguing about how the pro-life movement's push to outlaw abortion in certain states, which all undoubtedly have black populations, was somehow a smokescreen for white supremacy. Boom also did not address, either intentionally or ignorantly, the fact that prominent alt-right white supremacists largely support abortion as a means to eliminate people of color. In a 2017 piece for National Review titled "The Alt-Right Carries on Margaret Sanger's Legacy of Eugenics," Elliot Kaufman argued. Richard Spencer, the keynote speaker in Charlottesville and the central figure of the alt-right movement, finds abortion useful. He has explained that abortion will help to bring about his vision of an elite white America. The people who are having abortions are generally very often black or Hispanic or from very poor circumstances. The people whom Spencer wants to reproduce, he says, are using abortion when you have a situation like Down syndrome. It is only the unintelligent and blacks and Hispanics, he claims, who use abortion as birth control. He has openly mocked conservatives who worry about a black genocide or how abortion is destroying black communities. He knows that an estimated 75% of women who have abortions are poor. He knows that black women, receiving an outsized 36% of all American abortions, are almost 5 times as likely to terminate their pregnancies as white women. Nothing could make him happier. Alt-right activist Aylmer Fisher also wrote in Spencer's Radix Journal, "It is important we not fall prey to the pro-life temptation. The only ones who can't avoid an unwanted pregnancy are the least intelligent and responsible members of society, women who are disproportionately black, Hispanic, and poor."